The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Broadcasting live from CPAC in Dallas, Texas, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show, border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. And we landed right here in Dallas, Texas, ladies and gentlemen. What an honor to be hanging out with you for the next 3 hours. Conservative conversation on the radio. We're broadcasting live from CPAC, and it is just getting underway. Folks, they're expecting thousands of conservatives from all over America to congregate here for what is going to be a very important weekend as we begin to mobilize, as we begin to strategize, and look towards whatever is going to happen in 2022 and beyond. And we're going to be, we've got a lot of great guests coming up. As a matter of fact, Madison Cawthorn is going to be here in just a few moments. Also, Congressman Mo Brooks is going to be here. Sarah Carter from Fox News is going to drop by as well. And of course, we're going to be taking your calls. And we want to know from you, the conservative listeners of this great radio show, what is it that you want to see Republicans do as we move towards 2022? What is it that conservatives need to do to win back the House of Representatives? What is it that the Republicans need to do to win back the White House? Now, President Trump is scheduled to be here a little bit later on this weekend. He will be addressing the delegates to the CPAC convention on Sunday. There's also going to be a very important straw poll that's going to be taken, and we will keep you apprised of that. We're going to be broadcasting here. Our website digital team is here posting stories. Our good friend Caleb Park, the managing editor of ToddStarnes.com, is here and will join us in just a few moments. And, of course, your phone calls as well. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. And our website, ToddStarnes.com. Folks, the live show blog is up and running. We're also posting a lot of behind-the-scenes photographs of what we're doing here, and you'll be able to access those on all of our social media pages. So, look, I want to pick up with a story we left off with yesterday as word was coming down that Joe Biden had announced government agents going door to door. Government agents are going to be knocking on your door to demand to know whether or not you have had the China virus vaccine. Last night on CNN, the most profane name in news, one of their top medical analysts said that maybe, just maybe, it's time for a mandatory vaccine in America, that every single person across America will have to drop their pants and get poked in the behind, or else there's going to be some sort of a penalty to pay. And now we have word coming from Breitbart News that Pfizer is seeking approval for a third dose of the China virus vaccine. We're talking about China virus forever, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we're talking about. So the question is, where do you draw the line? What do you do when the government agents show up on your doorstep? Yesterday, our phones were overflowing with your calls. And by and large, I would say 100%. Maybe 110%, all right, 200% of our callers all said the exact same thing. You're not going to be getting onto my property. We're not going to be opening up the doors. It's not going to happen. And, folks, that is the proper response for whatever is about to happen on your doorstep. So we're going to be taking your calls. We're going to be talking to a lot of guests. And let me explain how this is going to go. It is a very fast-paced day here. So we may have a segment planned, a guest drops by, and we just sort of go with the flow. So it's going to be a little bit of fun. This is what live radio is all about, actually. We're just running and gunning, and we are the only national talk radio show, noon to 3 Eastern, actually broadcasting from CPAC. And we take great pride in that. All right. Back in Memphis, Tennessee, at our flagship station, our good friend Grace Baker is there. And Grace, I wish you were here, Grace. You would love this place.
Oh, I'm sure I would. It's always a fun time with you guys, too, so I'm sure it'd be entertained.
Well, we're going to get to the road trip.
Oh, because, I got to hear about it.
It was a lot of fun. Alan Pellow, by the way, a little lead foot this guy has.
Is he a speed demon?
We were hitting above 90 a time or two in the caddy.
Well, at least y'all made it here in one piece.
More or less, we did. And the mixtape was great. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. But I'm telling you, this is sort of like a Walmart of conservatism. We're in a cavernous convention hall here at the Hilton Hotel in downtown Dallas, Grace. And usually they have Radio Row set aside, but we're like literally in with everybody else, including what looks to be a Donald Trump flea market.
Well, I also hear they have a water park there.
They do have a water park. Haven't seen the water park just yet. We've been busy working, preparing for the show. But I can tell you that there are all sorts of MAGA things here. So if you've got some, we're talking about Richard Petty hats. We're talking about MAGA hammocks. So if you want to take a nap. And so they're still setting up a lot of the booths and everything. So you're going to hear a lot of ambient noise, people crashing, like what's happening behind us right now. And so you never know what's going to happen here in the convention hall, Grace.
Well, Todd, you got to get me a souvenir. I think you need to get me something since I can't be there in person.
Hold on a second, Grace. Hey, everybody okay back there?
I know. It sounds like something's
falling.
We got
a live radio show going on. You know who it is? It's probably the Fox guys. We're a couple of booths down.
Oh, well, at least it's not your setup falling down. That's all
we
that
stole one
right
of their
now.
Guests, by the way. We stole one of Fox's guests earlier today.
Ooh.
I got the evil eye, but it's all good. It's all friendly competition. That's what they say.
Okay.
Patriot Mobile, by the way, one of our brand new sponsors, the owners of Patriot Mobile, the founders of Patriot Mobile are going to drop by. We're very excited to see those guys. And again, it's just going to be a lot of fun. Folks, we are going to open up the phone lines coming up. We're going to try to get as many of your calls in as possible today. But I am curious, as we move forward with Democrats, the White House now saying they're going to push super hard to force you to get a vaccine. Are you going to get the vaccine? If not, I'm curious to know why. And number two, I'm also very curious to know, what do you do when the government shows up at your front door? Do you answer that door, or do you do what the Stearns family did back when the Jehovah's Witnesses showed up? You just closed the curtains and told everybody to be quiet for 10 minutes. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Show.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Stearns.
So I was trying to find a part for my Cadillac the other day, but instead of going down to the auto store, I went online to rockauto.com and I saved a ton of money. You know, chain stores have different price tiers for the professional mechanics and the do-it-yourselfers, but rockauto.com's prices are the same for everybody and are reliably low. RockAuto.com offers the lowest prices possible rather than changing prices based on what the market will bear, just like the airlines do. RockAuto.com is for everybody, and it does not require membership or an account to log in. The best part about it, RockAuto.com is a family business. They've been serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. So go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. And best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. And here's what I also want you to do. Write Starnes, S-T-A-R-N-E-S, in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that I sent you to rockauto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. And welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. We are live at CPAC in Dallas, Texas, having a great time and getting to meet all sorts of great American patriots. A number of our listeners from around the country have already dropped by to say howdy do, and there is a lot of action already underway here in the convention hall. Of course, CPAC just about to get underway in just a few moments from now, and we're going to hear from a lot of key conservatives as we begin to plot a course to take back our country and to restore freedom and liberty in the great United States of America. And here we are living in a nation, and folks, no doubt about it, we are living in a very difficult time in American history where civil liberties have been curtailed primarily because we've allowed ourselves to be enslaved by our federal government. We've decided that for the sake of feeling secure and safe, that we gave up our freedoms. So as dire as things may be, there is a glimmer of hope. It's called the election in 2022 and then again in 2024. So we have an opportunity in 2022, next year, to put a stop to this radical Biden agenda. And that's one of the reasons why gatherings like CPAC are so vitally important. And what really impresses me about all of this is that CPAC is not being held in Washington, D.C. It's being held in Dallas, Texas. These kinds of events are incredibly important because we're getting out into the heartland, we're getting outside the Beltway, and we're getting to where the real people are, where the true patriots of America are. And so it's going to be exciting, I suspect, for a lot of folks here in the Lone Star State to meet some of the conservatives they have come to know and respect over the years. Many of them are going to be here. President Trump is going to be here Sunday. And my question to you is, what do you want to tell conservatives? What do conservatives need to do to win back the House of Representatives, to win back the United States Senate? 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Let's go to Statesville, North Carolina. Mary, listening to us on the great WSIC. Hi, Mary. What's on your mind today?
Hello, Todd. This is Marvin.
Marv, yes. Very good to see you.
I've got a good idea on the stimulus. They're spending the money all wrong. They're giving it to people that are not working. We've got restaurants that only work 4 hours a day because they can't get help. My wife and I own a small business, can't hire anybody. We've got a friend that's got 20 concrete trucks, ready-mixed concrete, 10 drivers. It just can't run the country like that. What they need to do is give the stimulus to people that are working. So they tell everybody, go back to work, you get a job, and we will give you an extra whatever, X number of dollars per month. All of a sudden, everybody's going back to work. The economy is absolutely smoking. All these companies that can't hire can get work back. It heals the economy almost overnight.
Marv, that's actually a terrific idea. First of all, I don't think we ought to be providing any stimulus money unless you were forced by the government to shut down your business. And then I think the government has a responsibility to compensate you. But I like this idea of, instead of rewarding people for being lazy and for sitting on their butts, you say it's time to make sure these people are rewarded for getting out there and getting a job and getting back into the workforce.
Absolutely.
I think this is a great idea, Marv. And I will say this. As we were driving from Memphis through Arkansas and on down through Texarkana and Dallas, the number of times we stopped, the signs for people hiring, it was unbelievable. You're talking about places like McDonald's and Wendy's offering $100, $200, $300 signing bonuses just to get a job flipping burgers. I mean, that's how desperate some of these folks are.
If you really want to put a foot on the economy and stomp it into the ground, you do exactly what the government's doing right now. You pay people to stay home.
Well, there is an interesting story in your state, Marv. You've got McDonald's workers who are very upset, and they say that they have walked off the job because they say they're not being paid enough money. And they're saying it's not really a labor shortage, it is a wage shortage. So you've got these folks working in fast food joints. I guess they want to make $25, $30, $40 an hour flipping a burger. But Marv, what is the problem here if you're paying somebody $30, $40 an hour to flip a hamburger at McDonald's?
McDonald's goes under.
Nobody's buying a burger at McDonald's, sir. Nobody is buying a burger at McDonald's. It is that easy.
Right.
It is that simple. That's economics.
That's right.
So, again, and look, those jobs, those fast food jobs, were originally meant for teenagers, young adults, first-timers coming into the workforce, working part-time jobs, paying their way through school. It was not meant to be a full-time career for people. And now, don't get me wrong, some people, that's what they want to do with their life. And I think that's terrific. But you have to understand that you're not going to be making, on average, I would say the McDonald's store manager is probably not going to be pulling in $100,000 a year. I mean, there may be some instances where they are. But by and large, I don't think that's going to happen. Marv, great idea. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Gainesville, Georgia. Kip on WDUN. Hey, Kip, what's going on?
Oh, not much, except that we're all interested in what's going on with the CPAC that's meeting, and I have a suggestion.
What is your suggestion, Kip?
Okay. Well, first of all, my suggestion may not be considered a huge issue, but it will appeal to the average citizen, and I believe that it will help get the vote out, and that is to support a permanent daylight savings time for the country. And the reason is because the average citizen sees daylight savings time as a benefit to special interest, and it's disruptive to them, and it's not popular.
Kip, you really think that's going to get out the vote?
I think it would help. As angry as people get when there is a time change, I think it would do a lot of good. They remember that sort of thing.
Well, look, I don't know. Maybe that will work, and maybe that is, you know, maybe that's a bee in the bonnet for a lot of voters. It seems to me that the broader issue and the bigger issue that ought to drive people out to the polls is the government shutting down your business, putting you out of work, shutting down your church, shutting down your school, and then punishing you if you defy government orders and these health department workers. If that doesn't get every person in the country out to vote on Election Day, I'm not sure daylight savings time will do it. But it's a thought, though. Kip, appreciate the call. Thanks for listening to us there in Gainesville, Georgia. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Again, our live show blog up and running. We're posting a lot of stories and photos from here at CPAC as it just gets underway. Tomorrow, I will be delivering a speech on religious liberty. And I think I've got a lot to say tomorrow. And it's pretty awful what's been happening in this country to people of faith. They've been coming under attack for their beliefs, and especially in the military. And that is a troubling thing that's happened. So we're gonna be talking about that tomorrow at CPAC. Coming up a little bit later on, our good friend Congressman Mo Brooks is going to be here, and we're gonna get to the phones. Our good friend Joe from Ella J is on hold, so Joe, hang tight. We're going to get to you right after the commercial break. So we're going to be broadcasting and doing some special things on our live show blog tomorrow. That's tomorrow, as as CPAC continues and a lot of the speeches get underway. Senator Marsha Blackburn's going to be here, also Senator Bill Hagerty, among others. All right, Grace Baker, you guys are, I'm having a hard time hearing the music, so you'll have to let me know when it's time for me to stop talking here. But we're coming up for a hard break. Congressman Mo Brooks just sat down beside me, and so we're going to be having a great conversation with him in just a few moments. Oh, there we go. I can hear that music now. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life, and he didn't stop by creating the best pillow. Mike created the new Giza Dream Bed Sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for you, and that's crucial because of your busy schedule. Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. The first night you sleep on the Giza sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else. And Mike is making a special offer just for my listeners. You get 2-for-1 low pricing plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use the promo code STARNS. You'll find not only this amazing offer, but lots of other deep discounts on all MyPillow products. The MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Call 800-839-8506 and use the promo code STARNS. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. We are live at CPAC in Dallas, Texas, and very honored to have a great guest. And you've heard him, about once a week we have Congressman Mo Brooks from Alabama on the show, almost a co-host. And Congressman,
Wait a second, I'm not getting paid enough.
No, you're not getting paid at all, Congressman. Let's set the record straight. And this is important because before we jump in, and we got a lot of things to talk about, but I've had a chance to take a look at what's happening in the state of Alabama. Of course, being in Memphis, Tennessee, we care about our friends in Alabama. And I got to tell you, after looking at the lineup, I really do believe that you are the best choice to represent the state of Alabama in the United States Senate. And I think that the folks in Alabama deserve a rock-solid, conservative, principled American patriot in that seat, and I think you're the guy, sir.
Well, thank you so much, Todd. Now, I need you to move to Alabama. I need you to vote in Alabama. I need you to go to every city and every county in Alabama, and we'll be a team.
All right, you let me know. Take me over to Dreamland Barbecue.
Oh, and I can do that. I can do that.
And I'm good. Maybe
I
some Jim and Nick's.
I can take you to an Alabama-Auburn football game if you wish.
Oh, now that, well, I'm a Tennessee Vol now.
Well,
that
both my parents and my brother are Tennessee Vols.
So that might, but you know, Alabama has a soft place in the Starnes family. My mom and dad met in Memphis, Tennessee. My dad played in a rock and roll band in the 50s, and they eloped to Florence, Alabama. So that's the Starnes legacy right there. But no, but there are a lot of folks out there that want to run for office, and they say they're conservative, and then when they get to Washington, something happens. And I've just been so so impressed that you are still the same guy, and I think that says a lot, and I think the voters are going to respond quite well to that.
Well, I hope so. That's going to be our challenge. You've got the real deal, and you've got the pretenders. And the challenge with the pretenders is they have a lot of money. They do polling. The polling tells them what to say, and they pair it back to the voters, what they know the voters want to hear. And the challenge for the voters is to figure out who is the real deal and who is the pretender. And what I ask people to do is don't just go by my say-so. Don't go by the other people's say-so. Go by the advice and counsel of people who you respect, like President Donald Trump. He's endorsed Mo Brooks because Mo Brooks is the real deal. Senate Conservatives Fund, Club for Growth. Heck, American Conservative Union with CPAC, where I am right now, anticipate getting their endorsement. Senator Rand Paul All sorts of organizations and people are looking at this race, and they are telling the people of Alabama that Mo Brooks is the real deal. We're behind him. Please, Alabama, get behind him, too, if you want a fearless fighter in the United States Senate.
You know, when you look at where we are in the country right now, and President Biden saying a few days ago they're going to send people door to door, you have Javier Becerra, the HHS secretary, saying, hey, we have a constitutional right to go and knock on your door and demand to know whether or not you've had the China virus vaccine. I mean, this fight for freedom and liberty is literally coming to the front door, the front porch of every home in America and every home in Alabama.
I hate it that Big Brother government is doing what it's doing. I am a firm believer in liberty and freedom. I respect the views of those who, for whatever reason, have decided not to have the coronavirus vaccine. You may agree or disagree with that decision, but by golly, it's their decision to make if you're
right.
going to be in a free country.
That's right.
Now, personally, I've had the Pfizer vaccine. Under my circumstances, I thought that was the best way to go. But I'm not about to dictate to somebody else that they should take an experimental vaccine that does have some unknown risk factor associated with it. That's got to be everybody's decision to weigh the pros and cons and make the best judgment they can. And Big Brother ought to butt out.
Meanwhile, here in Dallas, Texas, the border situation is front page headlines. You've been at the forefront of this effort because, you know, they've been moving these illegal aliens all over the nation, including the southern states, in the dark of night, dropping people off. How big is this as far as an issue? What are you hearing from your constituents there in Alabama?
It is huge. By way of background, we have over 2,000 Americans right now who are killed each year on American soil by illegal aliens. The Biden administration wants to make that worse. We have over 30,000 Americans who are killed each year on American soil from overdoses of deadly narcotics shipped across our poor southern border. The Biden administration wants to make that worse. We have lost jobs, suppressed incomes, net tax loss to American taxpayers of about $9,000 per year per illegal alien in the United States of America, and the Biden administration wants to make that worse. It is craziness, but it is motivated by a power grab. The socialists firmly believe that if they can give amnesty and citizenship to all these illegal aliens, that they will be a block vote for socialism and the dictatorial power that the socialists seek. And they don't give a damn about the number of Americans who are killed in the meantime at the hands of illegal aliens, or the suffering of Americans financially because they've lost their jobs or their wages have been suppressed. They don't care about the drug overdoses. And it's shameful, shameful, shameful that Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and the Socialist Democrats have that kind of attitude towards American citizens who should be their first and foremost job to protect.
Congressman Mo Brooks here with us at CPAC in Dallas, Texas. I have just offered my endorsement for his Senate campaign there in Alabama. Congressman, I'm curious about critical race theory. We know that this has really been impacting a lot of suburban school districts around America. Are you guys dealing with this? Are you hearing reports of CRT being taught in Alabama schools?
Not so much in Alabama as it is in the rest of the country. Let me try to boil it down real simple as to what critical race theory is about. It is Marxist in origins, and it is designed to divide us based on skin pigmentation. It is a racist program that defines us based on our skin pigmentation that enhances racism. And we should be trying to go the exact opposite direction and teaching our youth not to define us based on skin pigmentation, but to define us based on character and conduct and what we do, and explain to everybody every day as is necessary that we are not a racist society. We don't believe in defining people based on race, and you should not either. And that's the best way to put racism behind us. The critical race theory, to the contrary, emphasizes racist conduct, which in turn results in more racism.
It's just reprehensible to think they're teaching children, and it's really, you know, the focus has been on white children and teaching them that they are oppressors and they should repent for the color of their skin. But also, they're teaching children of color that they are victims. This should be offensive no matter the skin color if you're an American citizen.
The message ought to be that anybody can do anything regardless of their racial or ethnic background, and to encourage children and young adults to overcome whatever challenges they face. Because all of us have challenges.
That's
right. Now, they may be different. But if you believe that you cannot overcome those challenges solely because of your skin pigmentation, then you're apt to just give up. And that's not the way you want to be. We want you to overcome all of the challenges that you face and be successful and enjoy the opportunity that a land of freedom like America has to offer. And I wish the Socialist Democrats would act accordingly, but unfortunately they do not.
No, they don't. Well, look, Congressman, we appreciate you. You're like the hardest working guy here at CPAC. You're here at the crack of dawn doing the interviews, and I understand you're doing a big event here.
I've got a speech later on tonight at Center Stage during prime time. I encourage people to watch. And if you want to be like Todd, if you want to help Mo Brooks, a principled conservative, a fighting conservative, a fearless conservative, be elected to the United States Senate, then please go to mobrooks.com. We need your help.
All right. Congressman, congratulations.
Thank you,
Todd. Good to see you.
Very much appreciate your endorsement.
Great American patriot right here, ladies and gentlemen. And we are always honored to throw our support behind rock-solid conservatives. All right, 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. We're going to get to the phones here in just a moment. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
Teletubbies got vaccinated, so that's apparently a thing. All right, good for them. Which one? Hey, Grace.
Yes, sir.
Which one of the Teletubbies was allegedly, you know, diverse?
Oh, I don't know, Todd.
It was purple. I think it was the purple one.
Okay, I don't remember the name.
I don't want to get sidetracked.
Maybe it was the vacuum, you know, Nunu.
No, I don't think that was it. I don't know much about the Teletubbies.
Me neither. That was a long time ago.
That's not my jam. But anyway, that was breaking news headlines yesterday. And Avery Bryson has the story up at ToddStarnes.com. Teletubbies are apparently vaccinated and want you to get poked in the behind as well. All right. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. As we broadcast here at CPAC in Dallas, Texas, just getting underway, folks starting to meander around the cavernous convention hall. And if you happen to be here, drop by and visit with us. We're right across from Mike Lindell TV and right around the corner from the lady selling MAGA hammocks. You know, Chad Wolf, who used to be the former acting secretary of Homeland Security, I could use a hammock. You know, just,
I could as well.
It's kind of like shop. They have a flea market over there.
Yeah.
So you never know what you're going to see at CPAC.
That's right.
You know, first of all, Chad, we appreciate the great work you did in the Trump administration. And here in Texas and really all over America, what's happening at that border is impacting the entire country.
Well, absolutely. What we say now is that every town, every city in the country is a border town and border city. And we don't say that to disparage border communities. We simply say that because what comes across that border, whether it's illegal migrants or it's illegal narcotics, are spreading into communities all around this country every single day. And we see that with drug overdose deaths. We see that with opioids and the like. So it's the policies of the Biden administration, I'd say the failed border policies of the Biden administration, are having a real impact on everyday Americans.
Now, you are with the American First Policy Institute, and I know this is a big part of what you guys are focused on, which is putting America first.
Absolutely. When you talk about Homeland Security and you talk about immigration, it's you can do both of the following things. You can devise policy that puts Americans first, but yet still have a rational immigration and homeland security policy that also make sure that we are taking in vulnerable folks and we're giving those folks protections, those that truly deserve it. So you don't have to choose between the two of those. You can do both, and those are the policies that we're talking about.
You know, it's interesting. When you look at leadership styles, Donald Trump, when he told you to do something, he expected you to follow through and do that. And especially if you're the commander-in-chief, leader of the free world. I want to get your reaction when Kamala Harris, quite frankly, disobeyed Joe Biden and, you know, waited until Donald Trump actually said he was going to go to the border before she finally did her job.
Yeah, you know, it was remarkable. When I saw that, I go back to my time in the administration and understanding how Vice President Pence and the entire White House worked together to solve immigration. And it was just quite remarkable that she didn't really do anything. And then the first thing that she did is she went out of the country. She didn't actually go to the border. And I think she only went to the border because President Trump eventually went there and announced that he was going there. And I think most people realize that. And then when she did decide to go, she decided to go to El Paso, which is not ground zero for the surge that we're seeing today. And she went to basically a metropolitan city instead of a rural part of the border where the crisis is taking place.
Chad, this is your expertise. So when you see what's happening here, we've got hundreds of thousands of people flooding across the border. What concerns you here? What should we be paying attention to?
Yeah, I think the first thing that concerns me is the criminal element here. So what I think a lot of the mainstream media would want you to think about the border crisis is a lot of families and a lot of minors, really young children coming across because they're fleeing danger, fleeing for their lives. That's not everything that's going on the border. And so as you have these thousands of folks screaming across the border, you also have the cartels that are actually using that as a way to push illegal narcotics and other contraband across, criminals across the border, MS-13 members, other gang members. And so you have this constant day after day push by the cartels to do this in the middle of a historic crisis. And so that's what worries me, is all the other things and the other people that are coming across that border that go undetected every day because we are overwhelmed. The law enforcement are overwhelmed at the border.
And we hear that, and we see that. And I hate to say this, but really, until the Republicans can regain control of at least Congress, do you really think we're going to see any kind of a change?
Well, I don't think from a national perspective. The Biden administration seems pretty content on what their border security and immigration policy is at the federal level. But I do think the play here is states like Texas and Arizona and others that are tired of the federal government not doing their job in enforcing border security and enforcing immigration enforcement. And they're taking measures in their own hands. And I think you see that with the state of Texas. We're here in Dallas. They are building border wall system. They are apprehending these individuals that are crossing their borders. They're protecting Texans and communities all throughout this state. And I think that's what you're going to see over the next several years.
All right. Well, Chad, we appreciate you dropping by. And
well, thanks for having me.
I think you're going to be a busy fellow around here for the next couple
right.
of days. Chad Wolf, ladies and gentlemen, American First Policy Institute. We've got a link to that great organization over on our live show blog, toddstarns.com. Joe Vermelage, hang tight. We're going to get to you after the top of the hour news break. And, folks, again, it is a very dangerous thing that's happening in this country when you do not have secure borders. And we've talked about this time and time again, the idea that the Biden administration and Democrats at large are wanting to literally change the face of this country by flooding this nation with not just tens of thousands, but even millions of illegal aliens. Because let's be honest, we have absolutely no idea how many people have been coming across that southern border, and we've got to put a stop to that. All right, folks, we've got to take a quick break here and regroup. When we come back, we're going to bring in Alan and Caleb. We're going to talk about the road trip down here and, of course, the CPAC mixtape that all you guys helped us put together yesterday. I got to tell you, I'm pretty impressed. I didn't realize we had that many ZZ Top fans in the audience, but you never know. Who knew? All right, folks, 844-747-8868, our toll-free telephone number. What message do you want to send Republicans, conservatives gathering here at CPAC in Dallas, Texas? This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Hour 2 coming up.
broadcasting live from CPAC in Dallas, Texas. It's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us here, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting from CPAC 2021. Uncancelled is the theme of this weekend's big event, and it is an all-star lineup here at CPAC in Dallas, Texas. Now, normally, CPAC is held annually, and it's normally held in Washington, D.C. Earlier today, I was talking with Matt Schlapp, who's chairman of the American Conservative Union. They're putting together CPAC, and I told him, I said, I love this idea of getting this convention out of Washington, D.C. and into the heartland. And, of course, they held a gathering in Orlando, Florida, and now here in Dallas, Texas. And it really is a beautiful sight to see so many great conservatives from all over America hanging out together. By the way, tomorrow President Trump is going to, or rather Sunday President Trump is going to be here, and he is expected to deliver a barn burner of a speech. You will be able to watch that live on Newsmax TV. They're the only major cable news channel that's broadcasting the president's remarks. So that's going to be a terrific thing. You're going to want to watch and see that again on Sunday. So our question here for all of you listening to us, and we have so many new listeners, and some of you may be wondering, well, why is Starnes not in the studio? Well, it's because we like to get out of the studio every now and again, and we love to get out and meet many of our listeners, and we're very excited to meet a lot of our Dallas area listeners on the Big D, which is the talk radio station we have here in the Metroplex. But we like to get out, and we like to see what's happening in other parts of the country, and that's one of the reasons why we are here in Dallas. 844-747-8868. It is our toll-free telephone number. And I'm curious to know from you, and we'll be taking your calls throughout the program. I'm curious to know what you would like to see the Republican Party do. What do they need to change? What do they need to fix? What are they doing right as we head into 2022 and then into 2024? 844-747-8868. Now, I want to go right to the phones. Our good friend Joe from LJ been graciously holding on for a while. Joe, good to have you with us on this CPAC edition of the show.
Todd, great show. You were great on Newsmax the other night, and I love your book, and I'm certainly support Mo Brooks. And I'll tell you what I'd like to see. I'd like to see the Republicans elect more people like Mo Brooks and Marjorie Taylor Greene who will cut spending. We have a $30 trillion debt, and I never vote anything but Republican. But, Todd, the Republicans have let us down. They've let this budget deficit get up to $30 trillion. We need to elect more Republicans like Mo Brooks who will cut spending, cut taxes, and we got tons of waste. We need to cut all that. But, by the way, I've had a lot of people that saw you on Newsmax, and they've called me and see me when I see them, and they say, Joe Todd's great. Enjoyed him on Newsmax. So, and I love Newsmax. I watch it all the time. So I'm glad you're a contributor.
Joe, that was a lot of fun. We were on Spicer & Company. Mercedes Schlapp was filling in as the co-host there. And we just had a great time talking about Joe Biden's decision to send government agents, COVID squads, China virus squads, door-to-door to find out if you've been poked in the behind. And I said my piece, and then we talked about my new book, Our Daily Biscuit, and they gave it a great plug, and so we're always thankful for the good people there on Newsmax TV. They're great partners with us here on the show. And I agree with you about fiscal spending. I mean, this is the dirty little secret is that, unfortunately, Republicans are spending like drunken Democrats, and we've really got to get a handle on fiscal responsibility if the Republicans are going to toss the culture war out the door. The only thing we have left that differentiates us from the Democrats is the fact of fiscal responsibility.
So I'm with you, Joe, and let's see how that plays out as we begin the nomination process. Primaries underway. We'll see how that goes. Joe, good hearing from you, and thanks for calling in. 844-747-8868 is our number. All right, I want to bring in some of our team here, and Grace Baker, unfortunately, you have to run the phones back in Memphis, so you're not able to join us on the big road trips.
I know, because I really am bummed I didn't get to listen to that playlist with you guys.
Well, we as soon as the show, we finished the show yesterday, we jumped into the Cadillac, and we hit the interstate. Alan Pillow, who's one of our great engineers at KWAM, he's working on the show. Caleb Park, the managing editor of ToddStarns.com. We read your stuff all the time. Guys, good to have you with us. We made it. We made it in one piece. Welcome to CPAC.
Hey, we're all here having a good time.
We made it, Todd.
Yes, we did. And Alan Pillow, I've got to commend you, the driving skills. I know you hit 90, 95 miles an hour a time or two.
That is a little bit of a tall tale.
I was a backseat driver, but you made it through the construction zone, which is Interstate 30 here in Texas.
It is a mess. Memphis has trained me well, though.
I'm curious, guys. I know, Alan, this is your first time as a young conservative being at CPAC. What's this experience like for you, seeing the Super Bowl of conservative politics?
It is. It's crazy to see everything coming together, and we're really just getting started. CPAC is just beginning as we speak.
And Caleb, you're a veteran of these things.
Yeah, it's interesting to be here. The first CPAC I went to, I was in college in 2013, and it has changed a lot. You see a ton of Trump, and Trump was around in 2013, but it's really exciting to see all of that. And like you said, there's Trump memorabilia. Things you didn't know that you could put Trump on, they've put Trump on here.
And some things we can't talk about on the radio.
Yeah, I don't want to mention that. This is family friendly. But there is a lot of enthusiasm. And it's as people are coming in, there's a lot of lines. It's really exciting.
And that's an interesting observation, though. They actually call the shopping district here in the cavernous hall, they call it the MAGA Mall.
The MAGA Mall. Yep.
So, I mean, Donald Trump is front and center here at CPAC.
He is, yes. And I think there's no question about that going into this. I was curious to see how much of a role Trump would play. But I think it, without a doubt, this is all about Trump.
Caleb, we're seeing a lot of younger conservatives here. Are you surprised by that?
I was just talking to Alan about that. There's a lot of younger conservatives. There's a lot of I've noticed. There's a lot of Latino conservatives. A lot of younger women. It's a different CPAC than I've seen in the past.
You notice the conservative women.
I did notice the conservative.
No, well, you brought it up. I'm just saying here.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with
well,
that.
And like we've said on the
show. You're a single man.
Yeah, we've said on the show many times there's a lot of beautiful conservative women. And
Hold it. Grace Baker, Caleb just proved my point.
Yes, he did.
I feel like, you know what, Alan and Caleb can vouch for me here. I feel like I'm at like a Miss America pageant.
Yes.
With like hundreds of contestants.
Fact check, true.
I'm going to plead the fifth. I have the right to remain silent.
Okay, yeah. Alan's got a girlfriend.
Alan does.
So he can't vote. But he's nodding. He's nodding. So he's nodding in agreement.
No, I am not.
But well, to
this
your,
is radio. You can't tell.
To your point, though, Caleb, and Grace, this is interesting. When you go back and look at what Donald Trump did for the Republican Party, broadening out that tent, the big tent party that Ronald Reagan talked about, you look at the record number of blacks, the record number of Hispanics who voted Republican in the last presidential election. That is they don't want to talk about that story. But to Caleb's point, that is on display here. Lots of Hispanic conservatives walking around the arena.
No Kamala. I'm pronouncing that way wrong, but there's a lot of anti-Kamala Harris.
Yes. This Hispanic. Is right. Anti-Kamala Harris. There are some Hispanic groups here, and they've got these anti-Kamala Harris signs.
Oh, who? Carmela? Like, who are we talking
guys.
About?
Kamala.
Mala.
No. That's not what the sign says.
You need Todd's going to post it.
We will post this. It's
Todd's going to post
it. Say no to Kamala Harris. Oh,
yes, and I'll have a quesadilla later. That was pretty good, Todd.
Stop it, Caleb.
I speak English. I speak English. That's all I care about. I have no reason to leave the country. Yeah, so lots of anti-Kamala Harris signs right here. A guy's actually wearing a suit coat that is the Texas flag. And we're staring at him right now. I'm not sure if we're to stand and salute.
I think, yep, here we go.
But there.
We'll wait for the moment when he walks by.
Everything is bigger in Texas. That checks out as well.
But again, this is an exciting thing that's happening because we are seeing a very diverse conservative gathering here. We're not talking about a bunch of folks that are of the Caucasian persuasion. We're talking about a diverse group of conservatives. And I think that we owe that, and we should say thank you, Donald Trump, for doing that and making promises. And what was the campaign promise? What do you got to lose?
Yeah, that's
true. What do you have to lose? And he delivered on those campaign promises. Grace, should we talk about the playlist? Is that the mixtape? I think we should.
I think it's time.
I think it should. So, guys, first of all, I will say that we had a pretty diverse group of songs. My favorite one, of course, Jerry Reed, Eastbound and Down.
Oh, that was a good start.
We played that as we were driving through Texarkana last night.
We did. And I have to say, I was very impressed with Alan's choice of music.
Which music?
I don't know if I should say it on air, but
there was a lot of it.
There's a lot of diversity. Alan, I can't say enough good about his playlist.
So, Grace, we spent about 45 minutes, okay, maybe 2 hours. Alan Pello is a big fan of movie theme song music.
Yes.
To the point where you've got, like, the composers, what instruments.
Oh, yeah, the musical scores,
greats. Biggie.
The dips and the, everything.
So Caleb and I, three of us, the dips,
I don't know.
Nice try, Caleb. That was a good try. Yeah,
so all of us were being forced to participate in this trivia contest where he would play a soundtrack.
It was fun.
You say forced as if I didn't ask you and then you agreed willingly.
I was asleep.
He just didn't want to listen to In the Arms of an Angel, so he was willing to listen to anything else. That's what happened.
As soon as we played In the Arms of an Angel, Todd nodded off in the back.
Really?
And then he came to later.
I got a little emotional. I'm not going to lie.
It's an emotional song.
It is.
The windshield wipers are on.
There it is.
Okay. Oh. Okay. Yeah, we're banishing that song forever. But we had so many. We played some Barry White. We had some PGs. I think we played some PGs.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
We did not get to the Doobie Brothers.
Boo.
But that may be for on the way back.
There you go.
We do have a trip
back. Need that
and
song. There was one song a listener suggested. It's like How I Got Back to Memphis or How I Got to Memphis. You just need to play that song on the way back.
Earth, Wind, and Fire was brilliant.
That was good.
Yeah. We love
it's
Earth, Wind, and
tonight.
Fire.
That's a good one.
That was good.
And apparently there was some music from The Great Gatsby, and Alan was doing like a flapper dance kind of a thing.
Yeah.
While he was driving, I'm impressed.
I don't know what you're talking
about. That's when we hit 90. All right.
Caleb was having a seizure while he was dancing, okay?
I was about to say.
Yeah, my dancing was, while I was driving, they thought I was having a seizure.
They're white, Grace. It's an issue. All right, folks, so we've got to take a quick break here as we're broadcasting from CPAC. More guests coming your way. We've got Caleb Park, Alan Pello here. By the way, we're broadcasting right around the corner from Mike Lindell TV, so hopefully we'll see Mike, and maybe he'll bring by some ice slippers for the guys. You never know. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Broadcasting live from CPAC, I'm Todd Starnes.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
To the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us. Grace Baker, an update for you. There has been a kerfuffle at registration here at CPAC.
What?
Yeah, apparently They didn't open up registration until noon today.
Whoa.
So if you are in the convention hall, which we are, without credentials, then you're fine. But if you go out and come back in, you're not going to be able to get in.
Yeah.
And so it turns out they've got, I don't know, 200 media people trying to get in and guests, which is why we had two guests scheduled in the last segment, which were no-shows because they're standing in the line trying to get into the building.
Wow.
And they've only got one working printer. So they're...
What in the world? Okay, come on. You got to have more than one printer.
So we may be talking more about our mixtape.
That's fun by me.
Coming up in the next few moments. So, so anyway, they'll get it all worked out. But we're glad that you guys have joined us. We got to be flexible today, folks, as folks come and go here at CPAC in Dallas, Texas. Meanwhile, there is some other news. And this is, if there was ever an Avery Bryson story, this is it. Dean Cain, who played Superman back in the 1990s, is very upset at Marvel Comics. It turns out that Marvel has just released a brand new edition of Captain America, and a lot of the comic books are now going full blown woke, and they're hating America. They're hating on white people. It's pretty ugly stuff in the comic book world. And so, in the latest edition of Captain America, Steve Rogers actually denies the reality of the American dream. Says it's not there anymore. There's no such thing as the American dream. And so Dean Cain is now coming out and speaking out against all of this anti-America propaganda that has infested the comic book industry. Dean Cain did an interview, and he said, "I'm on the exact opposite side of the fence. I love this country. It's not perfect. We're always striving for a more perfect union, as we all know. And to give you a great example of this, there are no slaves in America. Haven't been any slaves in America for a long time. No slaves in America because we are striving for a more perfect union." Grace Baker, you get to vote in elections. Do you know why, Grace Baker, you get to vote in elections?
Tell me why, Todd.
Because we strove for a more perfect union.
Yep.
And a part of that more perfect union was giving women the right to vote.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Thank you. And I don't speak for you. I don't speak for women. I'm just
But I knew what you were going to say and just wanted to let you say it.
Thank you. Well, you know, the people and the basements, you know how they go. Monitor this program. They try to take things out of context. So good for Dean Cain. He is taking a stand for America. And it's a pretty terrible thing when you have superheroes. What did they do with the Superman, truth, justice, and all that other stuff? Yeah, they took the American way out of that. But this is where we are in America right now, and it's pretty awful, and it's pretty sad. All right, when we come back, folks, we're going to be talking about the Navy. They're releasing new guidelines about transgenderism, and you're going to want to hear this, especially if you have a loved one serving in the military. 844-747-8868, our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We are live from Dallas, Texas, CPAC 2021 underway. We'll be right back. I've got to tell you about one other thing about the experience here at CPAC in Dallas, Texas. I did not sleep well. You know what I forgot? We were packing up the Cadillac. I mean, everything was in there.
See, this happens every single time.
I know.
You've got to start bringing me.
I know.
I'll help you bring it.
All right. Yeah, I forgot my pillow.
I bet you forgot your gear, too.
I was tossing and turning all night long. Because I left my pillow back
home. Of course.
I got to tell you, and I looked, as I see that we're right around the corner from Lindell TV, and I'm going to see if he's got a spare one that he can lend me.
Take a nap right there at the booth.
I'll be out like a light. Out like a light. Folks, you're going to love MyPillow. And you know Mike Lindell. He's been such a great friend of this program. He has hooked so many of you up with incredible things, including Grace Baker's dog, Merlot, who has his own MyPillow doggy bed, thanks to Mike Lindell. Folks, the MyPillows are incredible. They won't go flat. You can wash them. You can dry them. Made in the U.S. of A., and that's why they last forever. Regardless of that, you're still going to get a 10-year warranty, a 60-day money-back guarantee. And MyPillows, the premium MyPillows, now $29.98 for a queen-size premium pillow. That's a $40 savings, folks. All you need to do is go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use the promo code STARNS, and Mike is going to hook you up with some incredible deals. You're going to get some other great discounts on Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, and the MyPillow towel sets. Now, if you're old school and you don't want to get online, just give them a call, 800-839-8506. But you got to use my promo code, which is my last name, STARNS, and you're going to get some great deals from our good friend Mike Lindell. All right. Well, we have been able to salvage the day here. Again, like 8,000 people trying to get into the CPAC Convention Center. One of them, Shannon Skolton, who is from, you're the head honcho at CSN.
I am the head honcho at CSN.
And we're talking, how many radio stations do you guys have out of the
West
Coast?
We have 453 that we own, and then we rebroadcast on many more.
Okay. Now, I am a radio station owner.
Yes.
And I own one radio station.
You can only imagine.
And I can't even imagine. I cannot even imagine. But this is an exciting thing because when you talk about Christian radio, it's really sort of gone through a transformation. Mm-hmm. And I think people are beginning to understand how powerful of a voice Christian talk radio is, especially since you're based on the West Coast and many of your stations are in those hot zones, California, Oregon, and Washington State.
That's right. We have a ton of stations, I mean, from Southern California all the way to Northern California. I mean, even Muskoy, we reached 2.5 million people just with one translator. So you can imagine we get a lot of positive feedback, but we also get negative feedback. The beautiful thing, though, is the message is penetrating. And you turn the dial, and there we are. Whether it's biblical, political, like my program, Voice of Truth, or it's just a general programming, the objective, right, is to cut through the noise and reach people where they're at, no matter what side of the aisle they're on, or really what their religious belief system is either.
So I someone sent me a copy of an interview you did, and I'm like, wow, who is this person? It was the Gavin Newsom, you know, the recall petition. You were involved in that process, and I thought I've got to have Shannon on the show because you. I mean, I think Christians have a unique responsibility to engage the culture. What say you?
I agree. I think that we have a responsibility not just to engage the culture, but be part of the change in engagement. And my show particularly is about encouraging believers to get out there politically or in their community. We cannot complain about what's happening in our backyard or even federally if we don't do something about it. So what does the Bible say is our responsibility? Have we been really passive about it? Yes. What has the church done to stimulate anything? Nothing. So my call is to say, hey, we've been silent. We need to be more active. We need to go for the throat. And we need to start perpetuating our beliefs privately, not so much anymore.
Shannon, what's been the reaction to that message as you've been broadcasting to folks, especially in California?
Oh, tremendous. It's encouraging people to go out and do something, be a part of something. You know what? This complacency and despondence is going away because there's change, and it gives them hope.
I don't know about you. Have you seen these school board meetings?
Oh, yeah.
Where you got the moms and dads. And I'm like, yes, this is, I mean, in the South, you know, they're coming armed with the cast iron skillets. You know, you want to tell my kid what? You know, this is great. I mean, we've got to start doing this.
Yeah. Brad Dacus from Pacific Justice Institute, big proponent of civil and religious liberties and freedoms, encourages people to get involved in their school board and says, hey, these are the laws they're passing. You want your kid to be inundated with it? Then sit back and be passive. If not, you better go and do something about it.
We say about Brad Dacus and Pacific Justice Institute because they just jump on these cases like a pit bull on a pork chop.
Yep.
They don't let go. I mean, they go to town. And I think especially, you know, on the West Coast, there is this mentality of get the U-Haul, get the heck out of Dodge. But we hear from a lot of our listeners out there, Shannon, and they say, we love California.
Yeah.
We love Oregon. We don't want to go anywhere. We have a lot of listeners on KYKN in Salem, and they're fighting the good fight. And I think, you know, ministries like yours are showing people that there are many other conservatives in that part of the country.
We got to encourage people to stay. Getting up and getting out of Dodge is not going to help California any more than the current state it's already in. You allowed it to get to the place it's at by complacency. Now let's do something about it. Let's change before it's too late, and don't run.
Shannon Shulton, folks, is the president of CSN International.
Correct.
But you have, 400 radio stations here in America.
That's right.
What is it for you? Why radio? You could be doing any other kind of a broadcast for him, but you're in radio. Why is that?
I came back to the Lord through radio. I had been born and raised a believer, came back to the Lord by turning the dial. Christian music was on, really just drew my heart back in. I thought, wow, what a powerful way to be reached. So it was a goal of mine to get into radio and to really say, hey, how can we take the current message we hear on mainstream media that's getting totally twisted and muddy and really make it evident to people when they're in their cars, when they're alone, and there's no distractions?
You see, isn't that, that's what it's all about, that one-on-one connection. Mm-hmm. And you don't get that with, you know, podcasts, you don't get that.
No, you can be distracted.
But with radio, you do. Mm-hmm. And I think that's amazing. Here we are at CPAC. I've noticed it's a pretty diverse crowd. We were talking about the number of Hispanic conservatives, especially here. What's your initial observations coming into the building?
I agree with you. Very diverse crowd, surprisingly diverse, especially for where we are in the country. I did notice a lot of Hispanic conservatives. Believe it or not, a lot of young conservatives, I would say under the age of 25, are attending, which is so encouraging for me to see.
Oh, my gosh. How many times people are, excuse me, sir. You know, it's like, would you like a seat, sir? I feel like a senior citizen over here. So,
geez, the politeness.
Right? Exactly. More importantly, have you figured out where you're going to get some brisket?
I have not yet. We need some suggestions.
All right. So here's what we're going to do. You got to go. If you're looking for Tex-Mex, forget Taco Bell and on the border. You got to go to Joe T. Garcia's.
Okay.
Amazing food. Babe's, which is a great fried chicken joint.
Ooh.
And you got to get the chicken fried steak.
Ooh.
And you can, we're still trying to narrow down the barbecue joint, but there's one called Lockhart's, which is a pretty good, it's a hole in the wall, but it's a pretty, you know, respectable hole in the wall. But then there's one called Hard Eight.
I've been there.
Is that not great?
It's wonderful.
And you're just right there. It's you, the grill, and the meat.
Oh, it was amazing.
And you're like, I'll take a pound of that and a pound of that.
And when you walk out smelling like smoke, it's even better.
Oh, my gosh. It's right? Exactly. I'm like, can you bottle that? Can I get that as a deodorant?
A cologne,
please?
Or a deodorant. It was great.
Oh, my goodness.
That place was good.
Now, Shannon, just fair warning, our conversations always turn to food,
yes,
no matter what.
I'm Italian.
Program.
It's perfect.
Oh, well, there you go. So you know about gravy then.
I do know about gravy.
So when I moved to New York City as a Southerner, uh-huh, and they asked me if I wanted some gravy, I'm like, where are the biscuits? I didn't realize that gravy is Sunday gravy.
Oh, yeah.
Or the Sunday sauce.
The Sunday sauce.
The Sunday sauce.
I'm old school Italian. It's gravy. It's ragu if it's got meat in it.
All right. An old school, born again Christian Italian.
There you go.
Sweet mercy, America.
I know. Right, watch out.
Newsom's toast.
He is toast.
That's it. All right. Shannon, it is so good to have you on the program. We've had you on by phone.
Yes.
And so first time in person, and we'd love to get you back on the show.
Anytime you want, I'm available.
Awesome. Shannon Shulton, ladies and gentlemen, from CSN Radio, radio stations all over America and the world. If you'd like a link to their website, go to toddstearns.com. We have that in the live show blog. All right, folks, we've got to take a break here. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Show.
It's the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Todd Stearns Radio Show. We are broadcasting live from Radio Row here in Dallas, Texas. Sarah Carter from Fox News Channel coming up in just a few moments. Also, Congressman Madison Cawthorn is going to be here, so we'll have a good conversation with him. And we're also taking your calls as well, 844-747-8868. As promised, this crazy story out of the Navy. This is the headline from the Daily Wire. Trans men can now use the facilities that correspond to their gender identity. So if you're a dude and you think you're a woman, you're now going to be able to use the ladies' room there on Navy bases around the country. The Navy also says that if you misgender someone, so let's say that you have Midshipman Larry, and Midshipman Larry and now goes by, I don't know, Lurleen, you could get in trouble for that. The Navy says misgendering leads to unlawful and hostile work environments. That's according to the U.S. Navy. Naval intelligence officers were sent guidance on LGBT pronouns and bathroom usage, informing them that repeatedly misgendering a coworker leads to hostile work environments. The Daily Wire got an email from somebody inside the military saying that they could possibly face legal consequences if they misgender someone. So it's bad enough that they're watering down the military. They are intentionally weakening the military, exposing us to all sorts of crazy dangers. But now, instead of fearing the military and focusing their efforts on taking out the bad guys, now you've got the midshipmen and you've got the sailors out there making sure that they don't get in trouble by saying he when he is now identifying as a she. By the way, the email also included a slew of LGBT glossary terms, including intersex, sex-based harassment, and transition. And it goes on and on and on. Now, I know we have a lot of military personnel and a lot of families of veterans that listen to this program. And I'm curious if you're starting to hear this kind of stuff coming from your loved ones. Are they being subjected to this kind of an LGBT agenda within the ranks of the military? 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Well, joining us now as they vacuum the rug here at CPAC HQ, our good friend from KWAM, our chief fill-in, Tim Van Horn.
Is that a vacuum or is that a Zamboni? It's a cross. It's a Vamboni. It's incredible. It's great to be here, Todd. It's good to see you. Thank you for stopping by the morning show a little bit earlier today. And wow, what a start to CPAC. I just posted on my Twitter account a line. It is about a quarter of a mile deep, people that are waiting to get into CPAC. People have been dying to get here. There is a thirst for conservatism, and it is very tangible. I think you're going to see over the next hour this place just absolutely fill up, and it's fun to see.
Well, it is, Tim, and this is your first CPAC, and that's going to be exciting for you. I mean, earlier today you were interviewing Matt Schlapp. Our good friend Congressman Mo Brooks was here, which we made it official by endorsing his Senate run. Matt Schlapp seemed to be pretty excited about moving this outside of the Beltway and moving CPAC to places like Florida and Texas.
Yes, because Florida and Texas have been the leaders for conservatism over the last year. You, in particular, you talk about Ron DeSantis, you talk about Governor Greg Abbott, and when we've been a nation of lockdowns and a nation of rules, we're seeing those two states in particular not just strip the rules away and provide freedom, but lead the way. And you've seen other governors, whether they are conservative governors or rhinos or that shade of gray in between, have to follow the lead of Governors Abbott and DeSantis. So it just makes sense that he picked those two places because it is now becoming the new epicenter of conservatism.
And the challenge there, of course, so many people are leaving places like California and New York and Chicago. They're moving to places like Texas, but unfortunately, they're bringing their politics with them. And so where you once had, say, the urban centers were predominantly liberal, now that is starting to spread out a little bit. So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. Of course, you have Republicans challenging. You've got Greg Abbott facing a challenger in Alan West.
Wow, that's an interesting challenge.
It's going to be very interesting to see how that plays out and if Democrats see a path forward by, you know, watching the Republicans squabble.
And it's a smart play by Matt Schlapp to come to Texas, particularly to Dallas, because Ted Cruz had to fight off a very ferocious Senate bid by Beto O'Rourke.
The fake Mexican.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's like the salsa from New York City. He's not authentic.
Bobby Francis.
Yes, and because you know, that Ted Cruz had to work especially hard to get across the finish line on that, and it's a great opportunity to reestablish conservatism, to keep Texas a red state, all the
That's
while
it.
A very friendly, welcoming state, thanks to the governorship here of Greg Abbott.
Well, and in all honesty, it's important for Texans to make sure there is, you know, it's sort of like their own ecosystem here, their ecosystem, where you don't want to have too many juice bars and vegetarian restaurants to, you know, to brisket joints.
Right. And you don't want to eat vegetarian in Texas anyway. One, it's just plain wrong. But two, why would you ever want to starve the beef that you're going to eat later on those brisket tacos?
It's a great point. So you brought the whole family. You got Mrs. Tim Van Horn and you got little Van Horn.
I did.
And are they having a good time? Or
they are having a terrific time. The Hilton here, just tucked. You think it's tucked away along the Stemmons Freeway. This place is massive. The water park is sprawling. They're having a good time. Later today, once the crowd settles down, we're going to bring our daughter through here because I think it's very important with so much negativity. You have critical race theory. You have this new math that's out there. You have to be very careful in what your kids see and learn, and this is an opportunity to actively parent, to show my daughter this is what conservatism is all about, to let her see democracy in action. So a great learning lesson for her.
And very impressed with the amount of facial nudity here at CPAC. Not many face masks. People are having a good time. It's like it was before the China virus pandemic.
We are partying like it's 2019, Todd.
I love it. All right, Tim Van Horn. Folks, where can they go to get more information about Tim Van Horn?
I appreciate that. I am blogging the entire CPAC event while I'm here. You can get those interviews with Mo Brooks and with Matt Schlapp at timvanhorn.com, timvanhorn.com. Thanks so much, Todd. I really appreciate being here and appreciate being on your show.
Absolutely. Tim Van Horn, ladies and gentlemen, he is the pride of Memphis, Tennessee, the number one talk morning host in the market. And, of course, he is my chief fill-in here on the Todd Stearns Radio Show. I told you, folks, we've got a huge crowd here. Big caravan coming down from Memphis, Tennessee to be here at CPAC and to bring you these great interviews. All right, folks, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Live from CPAC in Dallas, Texas, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Stearns.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. We are here in Dallas, Texas, broadcasting at CPAC 2021, not Washington, D.C., Dallas, Texas, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorables around these parts. And it is a fun crowd here at the Hilton Hotel. We are wrapping up hour three of the show tomorrow. I will be speaking to the crowd here at CPAC. It's going to be a lot of fun on Sunday. President Trump is going to be here delivering remarks as well. And, of course, the CPAC straw poll is going to be underway in just a matter of moments. A lot going on. Just a few moments ago, CPAC officially kicked off. And who had those responsibilities? None other than a great American patriot from the state of North Carolina, our good friend Congressman Madison Cawthorn. Congressman, good to have you on the show today.
Todd, it's always great to be with the great and powerful Todd Stearns.
We were trying to figure out, I asked you a question before, is there anything you want to steer clear of? And you said, bring it on. We can talk about whatever we want to talk about today.
Well, you know what, Sonny? I'll tell you, my friend Todd, I'm happy to dive into anything because the American people deserve transparency.
And you know, you and Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, who's a good friend of this program, it seems like you guys have become lightning rods for the radical leftist, but even more disgusting than radical leftist are these never Trump Republican, the rhinos, Republicans in name only. How do you deal with all of that up in Washington?
Well, you know what? The biggest thing is dealing with it in Washington. You know, we feel like we're about to be spit upon. We feel like you're going to be berated by these kind of weak spine people. And, you know, they're the typical career politicians. They've got pleated pants and tasseled loafers. But you know what? I am so happy to be derided and disgusted in Washington, D.C., but to be beloved in places like Western North Carolina, Texas, Florida, where real Americans live.
And we have a lot of real Americans listening to us from your home state, North Carolina. Just over the past couple of days, there have been an untold number of people that have been bashing the American flag. You've got the Olympic athletes who are threatening to turn their medal platforms into protest platforms.
And they should not be able to represent our country.
Really?
I genuinely, if you want to, the bare minimum to compete in the Olympics for the American, our country, is to love and respect your country.
And so you say if you're going to spit on the American flag, you're going to disrespect the flag, you don't have a seat on the Olympic team.
Absolutely, you should not have a seat on the
Olympic
team.
I don't have a problem with that. I think that's a terrific idea. Then you've got people, and we knew this was going to happen. You've got Maxine Waters, Cori Bush, saying, you know, the 4th of July is a white person's holiday. I mean, this is some pretty despicable, racist language coming from your colleagues up on Capitol Hill.
Well, Todd, I'll tell you, the thing that surprises me so much is, specifically when we're talking about Cori Bush, you have she is a sitting member of Congress, an elected representative, and she says that she has no freedom and no power in this country. It's just asinine.
Here you are, probably the younger members of, I think, Kat Kamick, who's another good friend of this program. We have a lot of fun on this show, Congressman. What would you say from your vantage point is the single biggest issue facing this nation?
Oh, it's really easy. It's the indoctrination of the next generation. You know, I say all the time that, you know, I still live in my district because I think most people should still live in their district. So I spend about 50% of my time in my district, about 40% of my time in Washington. But that other 10%, I dedicate that time to going around the country and saving my generation from socialism. I'll tell you, the indoctrination that we're seeing at such a young age now is incredibly terrifying. You know, and I believe in freedom. I want you to be able to live your life as long as you're not hurting somebody else. Go live your life. I don't care. But you know what I do care about is when you start bringing your politics, your policies, your ideologies, and forcing them on children.
Now, you're from Western North Carolina, that Asheville area there. Is that Asheville in your area?
You know, I don't claim Asheville, but yes, Asheville is definitely in my district.
I got to tell you, I was driving through there a few years ago, and Congressman, Asheville is sort of like the Berkeley of the South. I thought I took a wrong turn and ended up in another state.
I'll tell you, it's a mini Portland. There's more blue-haired hippie liberals than I can possibly describe to you.
Unbelievable. But all that to say, that kind of ideology is making its way into the southern states and places that you would not think. So I understand what you're saying when you say this is a big problem. The question is, how do you fix it?
Well, you know, I think it's allowing people to hear the other side. You know, a lot of people want to talk about cancel culture and cancel culture this, cancel culture that. But I think a much better word for it is an authoritarian takeover of what you're allowed to think, say, and read. And when they control all the information that's being consumed by the American people, they control our thoughts. And so the biggest thing is to break through that and allow people to hear the actual truth of freedom.
You are you just finished speaking to the folks gathered here for CPAC. What was the message that you brought to the delegates?
So I'll be speaking again later this afternoon, but this speech, the very first one, because, you know, I feel like so often we hear a rah, rah, rah speech that gets you so fired up and you say, I want to go save this country. But then they say, what do I actually do? So this was really action steps. This is things that you can do today to make a difference and to be able to actually save our country.
Here in Texas, this is, they say it's God's country, Lone Star State. Everything's bigger here.
Yeah, everything is bigger here. I love being here in Texas. You know, they got a great governor. They got a great state legislature.
You got an entourage, too.
Well, you know what? I've got the best team in the world.
I'm telling you, Mo Brooks was here. He didn't have an entourage.
Well, that guy's running for Senate in Alabama. His team needs to be on the ground.
He's a good guy. Yeah, that's true. And we've endorsed Mo Brooks just a little while ago for that Senate race. So he's a great American patriot.
I love getting to serve with him. So, I really, really respect him.
Well, Madison, look, we just think you're doing a terrific job. We know they're coming after you, but we tell people don't pay any attention to those morons. They don't know what they're talking about. And we got your back here on this program.
Well, Todd, thank you very much. And you know what? A piece to that, if you want to know if your representative is doing their job, just make sure they're being attacked by the radical left. If they're not being attacked, then they're not doing their job.
I love it. We've been asking everybody this. Have you found a good barbecue joint around here yet?
Oh, nothing's better than Western North Carolina barbecue.
Yeah, no. Well, look, I'm from Memphis, so we're all about dry rub where I'm from.
I'm telling you, Memphis is so close to Western North Carolina. It's very, very similar.
They told me last night. I said, "That's not barbecue. That's brisket." What are you talking
exactly.
about?
Exactly.
What's going on,
Todd?
Here?
Man, yeah, I knew I liked you.
You know. All right, Madison Cawthorn. Great to see you, sir.
Good to see you, brother.
Folks, we got to take a quick break. We will come back with your calls 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. By the way, the live show blog is up and running. We're posting a lot of photographs, a lot of things that are happening behind the scenes here at CPAC. So if you'd like to see some of that and access our social media platforms, we would love for you to do that. By the way, Grace Baker, get ready because I want to throw out a trivia question before we go to break here.
All righty.
We were talking earlier about Ronald Reagan, just one of our great American presidents. And the question is, who was Ronald Reagan's vice president? Who was Ronald Reagan's vice president? If you know the answer, give us a call, 844-747-8868. We're going to hook you up with a signed copy of my brand-new book, Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl. The number, 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
So welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us. Grace Baker, we just had Madison Cawthorn drop in. And Caleb Park here with us at ringside here at our studios.
Wow.
That was, he must have had, a dozen people around him. I've never seen someone with an entourage.
It was definitely an entourage. It was very exciting.
But Grace, I have some breaking news to share with you.
Oh, do tell.
So Madison Cawthorn, as he was doing the interview, was actually eating a cookie. And you don't want to tell a sitting member of Congress, sir, put down the cookie. You know, you've got to do the interview, right? You don't want to do right?
No, you don't.
That's sort of like, a common courtesy. So the guy's sitting here, I'm trying to do the interview, and he's nibbling on the cookie. And then you could tell the entourage, like, all right, hurry up, hurry up. They were ready to go. And so Cawthorn was just a nice guy. You know, we were sitting around talking about barbecue. And so I wrap it up. We go to break. And, I mean, before I could say thank you, Grace, they were gone.
Really?
I mean, they were out of here. He left behind the cookie.
No. What kind?
No, I'm serious. I'm holding Madison Cawthorn's half-eaten cookie in my hand right now.
Well, tell me what it is.
Well, let's see.
It's called gingerbettys.com.
It's made in America.
Oh, that's good. All right, it's an American-made cookie.
And they ship in America.
So a ginger?
It looks like a Jesus fish, but it's not. It's America.
It looks
America.
Like a gingerbread-ish cookie.
The cookie's in the shape of America.
Oh, yeah.
But I thought it was
it
almost
a
looks.
You know what's still intact,
Jesus
though?
Fish.
Texas and North Carolina.
Florida just broke off.
Florida's gone, guys.
What about
this
California? I mean.
We lost all of the West Coast.
Has California fallen off yet?
There was an earthquake that took out Nevada.
Alaska and Hawaii aren't even represented.
Ouch.
Sorry.
But this is so we're trying to figure out. Oh, here we go.
Okay.
Gingerbettys.com, and they have the phone number here.
It's got
flour and sugar. Oh, it's got molasses.
Shout out to the merengue powder. Mm-hmm.
It's got dark chocolate. That's politically
sugar.
Correct. All right.
He seems like a fairly healthy cookie eater.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there you go. We're trying to figure out, should we put this on eBay? I mean,
or it could be a a prize.
Listen, could I'm sure prize. Some conservative girl would buy it.
Oh, my God. Well, the next trivia winner gets a half-eaten cookie from Congressman Madison Cawthorn.
How about a biscuit instead?
Well, a full biscuit.
Can we put out a – can we go to the – they have a PA, a public address system. Can we just say, attention, Congressman Madison Cawthorn, yeah. You left your cookie behind.
Oh, no.
Jeez, hello. All right. Well, that's about the extent of the excitement right now at CPAC, to be honest with you. Because nobody can get inside the building. Working printer. And they have, what is it, Tim Van Horn said, the line is a quarter mile long to get in. So, hey, let's go to the phones. Greg Hendersonville, North Carolina, listening to us on WHKP. Greg, how are you today? Hello, Greg. All right, you know what we're going to do? Let's put Greg on hold, and let's tell Greg to turn down his radio so he won't get that feedback. That's the problem there. Let's go to Rob in North Little Rock, Arkansas. All right, Rob, what's on your mind today? Hello, Rob.
Hello.
All right, Rob, you're on the air.
Hey, barbecue?
So you have a barbecue recommendation for us. Now, Rob, where do we need to go? You're calling from North Little Rock, Arkansas. Where do we need to go in Texas to get some good barbecue?
Shady Oak Barbecue, Fort Worth, off of 35 and Western Center Drive.
All right, we are writing this down. Shady Oak Barbecue. All right, and what do you order when you go to Shady Oak Barbecue?
Anything. I've had everything they've had there.
All
better
right. Well, I
got a less expensive.
All right. That's good to know. Shady Oak Barbecue. Rob, we're going to try that out, and we'll let you know what we ended up ordering on Monday's show. So thank you very much for that info. We are looking for some good restaurants here in the Dallas Metroplex. By the way, Willow Park Baptist Church, Sunday I'll be speaking there, and we would love to see you all three services, and we're going to be signing copies of the Biscuit book after the services. And if you'd like information on that, just go to toddstarns.com. We'll have a link to the church, Willow Park Baptist Church, right outside of Fort Worth, Texas. All right, I think we've got Greg worked out there, Hendersonville, North Carolina, WHKP. All right, Greg, what is the answer? Who was Ronald Reagan's vice president?
It was Bush Sr.
And you would be absolutely correct, Greg. That is correct, George H.W. Bush, and you are a winner. And we're going to hook you up with a signed copy of our Daily Biscuit Devotions with a Drawl.
Thank you. I've been wanting to read it anyhow.
Well, fantastic. I think you're really going to enjoy it, Greg, and we sure do appreciate you listening to this radio program, and thank you for supporting WHKP there in Hendersonville, North Carolina. So we'll throw out another trivia question here momentarily. You know, Caleb Park, I know you've been busy working on the website, getting ready to send out the newsletter. Yesterday, or day before yesterday, we got word we have been banned from LinkedIn.
Yeah, and the... You're not posting false information about your past history, are you? Your job and
LinkedIn? No. Got the heave-ho at Fox and started my own radio station. So that's pretty much the bio there. But we were posting stories that they found objectionable and offensive, and they took us down.
Yeah, and I think it's a good reason for you to get on board with Trump's lawsuit because...
The class action lawsuit.
They need to add, I think, LinkedIn to the list,
We are working on that. We are working on signing on to the lawsuit, in all seriousness, again, big tech needs to be held accountable. But the broader issue is, how do people get news and information from a conservative point of view if they're going to be shut down on social media? And I know right now you're working on the newsletter, and that's a big thing for us, is our daily newsletter that goes out.
Yeah, the daily newsletter is huge. That's one way that you can get our information unfiltered. You don't have to worry about getting blocked. I know even checking on Facebook, sometimes they put up a block when you go to an external website. And so it's just good. Check out the newsletter. We've got some really good stories today, live from CPAC. some of our interviews that we'll always be posting there. And I know a lot of people get their news that way because it's just hard to – social media has become something else where they're just trying to get ads and block – a lot of these stories that we've been putting out.
Well, you do a terrific job, and you manage a number of writers that are providing content for us. And we do want to encourage you to go and sign up for the newsletter. It is free. We don't share your information. We send it out every day, and we want to share stories with you that will be blocked on social media. So all you have to do is go to toddstarns.com, click on the subscribe button at the very top, and we're going to get you covered, and we're going to get you signed up for that newsletter.
Yeah, that's right, Todd. We've got a great team, and we've always got new stories coming for you that you're not going to see anywhere else.
Absolutely. All right, Grace, get ready because we're going to toss out another trivia question here at CPAC as we continue with our coverage down here. We mentioned George H.W. Bush, the vice president of Ronald Reagan. The Bush family, even though they retired to Texas, the Bush family used to spend their summers in another state. And we need you to tell us the town and the state. Where was the Bush family compound located? You got to give us the name of the town and the state, and we're going to hook you up with a copy of my brand-new book, Our Daily Biscuit. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, we are expecting Sarah Carter to drop by. Sarah is backstage right now, so we're waiting to see if she's going to be able to make it. She is about to give a speech. So, Caleb, go and tell Sarah.
Come on.
That go run backstage and tell her, Sarah, you gotta make it fast because Todd needs you on the radio.
I'll grab Sarah. I might find a girl for Avery on the way. Who knows?
You know. Well, let's see back. Who knows? All right, folks. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. ToddStarnes.com. Sign up for that newsletter. Read some of the great stories Caleb Park is working on. We'll be right back. The details are a bit sketchy, but apparently Caleb ran backstage, tried to pull Sarah Carter off the stage, and was tased? I don't know. You look a little bit dazed and rattled. But long story short, she's not going to be on the program.
I tried my best, Todd.
You gave it the old college try. You did. And, we don't have much bail money, so...
Yeah,
I don't want you to push.
And I didn't want to engage in any Antifa tactics.
No, that's that is understandable. Thank you for that. So Sarah Carter will not be able to join us, but that's all right because we have some trivia questions, and we're going to go to the phone right now. The trivia question at hand, by the way, we wanted to know, where did the Bush family, where did they vacation? You know, they lived in Texas, but they vacationed somewhere else. Let's go to Gainesville, Georgia. Sheffield is on WDUN. Sheffield, how are you today?
Fine. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. It is hotter than blue blazes here in the great state of Texas, Sheffield. I'm going to be honest with you. It's hot here, sir.
It was hot here for the last couple of weeks, but now it's raining, so it feels pretty good.
All right, Sheffield, we want to know where, and we need the city and the town, where did the Bush family vacation? Where was the family compound?
Kennebunkport, Maine.
And as every listener to WLOB in Portland, Maine would tell you, that, sir, is correct. Kennebunkport, Maine is the right answer, and we're going to hook you up with a copy of my brand-new book, Our Daily Biscuit Devotions, with a drawl. So hang tight, Sheffield, and we're going to get your information. We want to throw out another question for you. This is from one of my favorite TV shows. I'm a huge fan, No, it's no, no, it is not the Andy Griffith Show. This is the Beverly Hillbillies. And I've got a question for you, and this involves the Beverly Hillbillies TV show. We need to know the name of the bank where Jed Clampett kept his money. If you remember the old Beverly Hillbillies, Caleb, that's before your time.
That is before my time, but I did watch Leave It to Beaver.
And well, technically, Beverly Hillbillies was before my time.
Oh, wow.
But thank goodness for reruns.
Amen.
Thank goodness for the old Nick at Night when they used to actually show family-friendly programming.
Yeah.
But if you if you know the answer to that question, give us a call. The name of the bank where Jed Clampett kept his money, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. I'm just wondering, should we give away the half-eaten cookie from Madison Cawthorn that he left behind here?
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of hard to tell what
it's
it says, too. Yeah,
it's
unfortunate.
I picked up USA,
yeah,
but that's about it. And the poor state of Florida looks like it just broke off.
Maybe it said God bless. Now it says God less.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
That's never good. President Trump is scheduled to be here at CPAC on Sunday. We do not know the context of his remarks, but we can tell you that the entire speech will be broadcast on Newsmax TV. This is going to be an exclusive. The cable networks are no longer broadcasting speeches from President Trump, and that includes Fox News Channel. So Newsmax is pretty much the only place where you're going to be able to watch the entire speech that the president delivers Sunday to what is expected to be a packed house. But as we mentioned before, they're having some significant issues with getting people into the building right now. And we're talking the line is at least a quarter mile long and growing with people trying to get into the building here in Dallas, Texas, at the Hilton Hotel. I do want to go to back to the phones. Tim, listening to us on WDUN in Gainesville, Georgia. All right, Tim, I take it you were a big watcher of the Beverly Hillbillies.
Yes, sir.
All right, so I want you to tell our great listeners, where was the bank that Jed Clampett kept all of his money? What was the name of that bank?
The Commerce Bank of Beverly Hills.
The Commerce Bank of Beverly Hills. That is the correct answer,
right,
sir. And congratulations, Tim. I love this theme song.
Thank you, sir.
All right, we're going to put you on hold, Tim, and we're going to get you hooked up with a signed copy of our Daily Biscuit. By the way, folks, we're very excited to announce that we are coming to Gainesville on our book tour in just about, well, what, about 2 weeks now. We'll be at the Smokehouse Barbecue, and if you would like information, you can go to our website, toddstarns.com, and click on the live show blog. That's toddstarns.com, and you'll be able to find all sorts of information there about our upcoming book tour to Georgia, and then on to North Carolina. We're also going to be doing an incredible event at the Billy Graham Library. All right, folks, we are going to take a quick break here to regroup. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free number. ToddStarns.com, the website. We'll be right back.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. We are broadcasting live from CPAC in Dallas, Texas. Caleb Park, the managing editor of ToddStarnes.com, hanging out with us. And Caleb, as we watch the comings and goings of folks from our perch here, it's interesting. They basically have a MAGA shopping mall.
Yes. I thought I'd seen it all with Donald Trump merch online, but seeing it in person, there's things that you could never imagine, including but not limited to a MAGA hammock. So if you want to hang out in the woods, on a MAGA hammock. That's just one of the things that you can get.
Yeah, I think that's pretty impressive. And they've also got some sort of a pinata that a bunch of conservative Hispanic women are putting together. And I'm not sure we're gonna get. They told me to come back later this afternoon.
Oh,
and we'd be able to get a good look at what they're gonna, you know, who they're gonna be smacking around with a baseball bat.
I think I have a few guesses.
I suspect it's gonna trigger Media Matters.
I think that might upset a few folks on the other side.
By the way, folks, this just coming in: Joe Biden during a press conference forgot the name of his Health and Human Services Secretary. That's Ooh. Javier Becerra, Mr. President Becerra, Mr. You know, folks. I mean, it's getting worse, right? Is this? I know it's sort of like the worst kept secret in all of Washington D.C. that Joe Biden is in a rapid decline regarding his mental faculties, and again, you know, he can't help it. He's an old man, and these things happen to old people. But it is frightening, nevertheless. We're posting the video of what just happened with Joe Biden forgetting the name of his cabinet secretary up on our website, toddstarns.com. Again, that's toddstarns.com. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, you know, Grace Baker, one of the things that has impressed us about the gathering here at CPAC, the number of young people who are here. I mean, this is a younger crowd. I mean, normally you get the dinner by 4 o'clock crowd in, and there's nothing wrong with that. We love senior citizens, but you know, you got to have the next generation.
No, totally. And I'm glad that y'all see a lot of young people, because I agree that it's not normally that crowd that goes to things like CPAC. So,
you know, and these are, you know, these are good kids. You know, they're dressed up in the khaki pants, and they've got the blue blazers and the ties, and the young ladies are just dressed to the nines. It's a good-looking crowd out here.
They're not snowflakes, right?
No, no snowflakes here. None whatsoever. Hey, by the way, I want to bring up Steve Schmidt. This guy, what a horrible human being. He headed up the Lincoln Project, which was it the guy is a pedophile? I mean, there was some crazy stuff going down about all that stuff. Anyway, a bunch of sleazoids. But they hate Trump. And Steve Schmidt's out there saying that more people died on 1/6 at the U.S. Capitol than did on 9/11. Let's listen to cut number one, please.
My friend Matthew Dowd, our friend, you know, talked about this. He couldn't be more right. The 1/6 attack for the future of the country is a profoundly more dangerous event than the 9/11 attacks. And in the end, the 1/6 attacks are likely to kill a lot more Americans than were killed on the 9/11 attacks, which will include the casualties of the wars that lasted 20 years following it. We have had periods of political violence in this country. And I believe we're on the edge of another one, tragically. And we have to fight back against it at the ballot box.
What is this guy talking about? Absolutely unbelievable, this guy. And by the way, Michael Avenatti, going back to, what was it? Avenatti, for 4 years, has been saying, Trump's going to jail, Trump's going to jail, Trump's going to jail. Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Michael Avenatti is going to jail. Again. And this was a guy who was like they love this guy over in the mainstream media. Brian Stelter, who I have no doubt will be providing conjugal visits to Michael Avenatti in the prison, loved this guy. Thought he could be president of the United States. Cut number four, please.
He's Donald Trump's worst nightmare, Michael Avenatti.
Joining us once again is Michael Avenatti.
Let's bring in Michael Avenatti.
Michael Avenatti. Michael Avenatti.
Michael Avenatti, thank you very much.
He's out there saving the country.
John Meacham says he may be the savior of the republic.
You are something of a folk hero now.
I owe Michael Avenatti an apology. I've been saying enough already, Michael. I've seen you everywhere. What do you have left to say? I was wrong, brother. You have a lot to say. I am just dying to hear what you think.
These people all like you.
I'm the only person right here
Donald Trump fears more than Robert Mueller.
We think you guys are the tip of the spear that's going to take down Donald Trump.
Michael Avenatti's a beast.
Okay, that's true.
And he,
he's a beast.
He's a beast.
I hand it to her, and I hand it to Michael Avenatti.
But he has a bigger calling here, that being a lawyer is minimal compared to what he's doing.
No one has talked tougher directly to Donald Trump on TV than Michael Avenatti, and Donald Trump is afraid to mention his name.
That's fascinating.
Donald Trump is terrified of Michael Avenatti.
He gives Trump a run for his money more than anybody else, Michael Avenatti.
An existential threat to the Trump presidency.
The Democrats could learn something from you. You are messing with Trump a lot more than they are.
He has no doubt created sheer panic in Donald Trump's very fragile mind.
Michael Avenatti is laying down the law as guest co-host. And is he really thinking about running for president?
One reason why I'm taking you seriously as a contender is because of your presence on cable news.
You look at the field of Democrats right now, and Avenatti's the one who stands out.
If they decide they value a fighter most,
yes,
people would be foolish to underestimate Michael Avenatti.
I have always said that they need a fighter.
Look, I mean, we're going to continue to use the media. I think we've used it with great success.
And the great irony here, ladies and gentlemen, is that Michael Avenatti is in jail today, is soon to be in jail, and Donald Trump is a free man. Just so you know. All right. Another trivia question. We got time for another trivia question. We're going to throw this one out there. Texas, where we are broadcasting today, home to three of the top 10 largest cities in America. What are those cities? Texas, home to three of the top 10 largest cities in America. What are those three cities? 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number if you know the answer. Now, yesterday we shared with you some audio of the San Francisco Gay Men's Corral. And you had a bunch of gay men talking about coming after the children. They were coming after the children. They're going to be converting the children. Apparently, as far as we now know, conversion therapy is back on the table. Let's take a listen to cut number six.
Your children will care about fairness and justice for others. Your children will work to convert all their sisters and brothers. Then soon we're almost certain your kids will start.
All right, enough of that nonsense. So that's a little bit of the ditty there, where the Gay Men's Corral is dishing about and warbling on about wanting to convert your children to the to their particular way of life. So now the Gay Men's Chorus is coming out with a statement, and they're saying, "Well, we just meant it all in jest. We were just jesting." We were having fun. We were joshing with you people. We were just having a little bit of fun. It was tongue in cheek, if you will. I don't know about this, folks. Do you really? Again, they're saying that that this is just a parody. But I'm telling you, there was no. I saw nothing about parody on the announcement. As a matter of fact, it was announced. It was announced to the world as a message to the gay community. But now the mainstream media, they're coming to the defense of the Gay Men's Corral, and they're saying that how dare you criticize them? This was just a tongue in cheek performance. As a matter of fact, the New York Daily News writes this: members of the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus are being targeted by a vicious campaign of online harassment. After releasing a satirical video in which they jokingly sing, "They're going to convert your children." May I just ask a question here, ladies and gentlemen, and maybe this is just me. What was satirical about this? What was satirical about what you just heard? There was no disclaimer. There was nothing on the website to to convey that this was some sort of a joke. And now, all of a sudden, they become the victims. According to a statement released by the group, they said that the misunderstood parody of anti-LGBTQ sentiment had led to social media messages directed at members of the group that have become increasingly alarming. So anyway, people are getting very upset about all of this. Very upset. All right, let's real quick go to Tom here. A quick trivia question. We got about 30 seconds, Tom. We wanted you to name the top three cities in Houston and in Texas that are on the top 10 cities in America list. Go ahead and give us your guess.
I believe it's Houston, Austin, and Dallas.
Oh, that is not correct, Tom. A good try. Let's go to Rob in North Little Rock. All right, Rob, we gotta make it quick here. What are the top three cities?
Houston, Dallas, San Antonio.
That's right.
And San Antonio, that was the other city we were looking for. Congratulations, Rob. You are a winner. Hang tight. We're going to get your info, folks. That is going to wrap up today's coverage from CPAC 2021 in Dallas, Texas. Want to thank our incredible team, Caleb and Alan, Avery, Grace, JP, and Kyle. Folks did a terrific job. Get out there. Have a great, great Friday. And whatever you do, folks, be sure to go to church this weekend.